A scandal in Bohemia. To Sherlock Holmes, she is always the woman. I've never heard him call her anything else. For him, she is every woman. He didn't love Irene Adler. He was a cold and precise man who was unable to feel any emotion. In my opinion, he was the most perfect machine of observation. But he was not a lover. He never spoke nicely of emotions. A thing like love would have caused problems for the delicate balance of his scientific mind. Still, for Sherlock Holmes, the only woman on Earth was Irene Adler. She was trouble. I had not seen Holmes much lately. I was in a new and happy marriage. Holmes lived on Baker Street with a nice lady who cleaned and cooked for him. He was usually alone. He studied his books on crime, slept, stayed awake for days, slept some more, and generally solved the mysteries that the police could not solve. When he was not at home, he was searching for adventure. He once gave his services to the King of Holland. I did not see him much, but I read about him in the daily paper. On the night of March 20th, 1888, I was returning home. I walked by Holmes' house and saw him in the window. All of the lights were on. He was working again. I wanted to see him, so I rang the bell. Holmes let me in and smiled. He put me in a chair and handed me his box of cigars.
"Watson, you look good married. You have gained 7.5 pounds.
What?
It's true. I also observe that you have been walking in wet weather recently. Your servant is careless, and you are working as a doctor again.
Sherlock Holmes, you are like a wizard. How do you know these things? He laughed to himself.
It is the simplest thing, sir. On the side of your shoe are several small cuts. This tells me that someone careless was taking mud off the bottom of your shoes. You were walking in wet weather, and your servant was careless. You smell like iodine, and there is a bump in your hat where you keep your stethoscope. You are working as a doctor again, of course.
Now I laughed. I see these things, and it does sound simple, but I just don't understand how you do it.
You can see, but you do not observe. There is a difference. For example, have you seen the stairs that lead to this room?
Yes, of course.
How often?
Hundreds of times. You know that.
How many steps are there on the stairs?
I don't know.
Exactly. You see, but you do not observe. I, unlike you, know that there are 17 steps. If you like these little mysteries and games, then you will like this.
Sherlock Holmes handed me a pink piece of paper.
It came in the mail yesterday. Please, read it out loud.
There was no date, signature, or address. It read, "A man will come to your home at 7:45. He may wear a mask. We trust you and need your services. This is very important."
"What does it mean?" I asked. "Have patience, Watson. Let us examine the note for data. What does the note tell you?"
I imitated Holmes.
"The paper is strong and expensive. The man is not poor, and he is not English."
"Indeed," Holmes said.
He told me to look at the paper in the light. In the light, it was clear. On the paper were the letters EG, P, GT. Holmes smiled and continued.
Gesellschaft, Papier, something.
He grabbed a book from the shelf and started reading.
Eglo, Eglonitz. Here it is.
Egria. It is a German-speaking country. In Bohemia. The paper was made in Bohemia?
Precisely. The author of the note is German, and he is coming to the door now.
I could hear horses driving to the house as he said this. Holmes observed that the horses were expensive, and there was probably a lot of money to be made in this mystery. I'm leaving, I said.
Nonsense, doctor. I may want your help. Sit down.